Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, I'm here to empower you. That's what I like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Right, Frank? Yes. We're going to be talking about the names of drugs and what kind of hidden messages could be in them. Ooh, kind of creepy, but it's there. Also, we're going to be talking about sugar and how addictive it is and how it messes with your immune system, especially now in the height of the holiday season where there's lots of candy canes and desserts and things and alcohol, of course. And so, you know, want to watch that immune system, don't want to suppress it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Also, we might get to our virus topic we didn't get to last time. So we got a lot to talk about and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform, lifting it up in prayer. I'm praying for all of America, because, you know, God only owes us justice, and we're supposed to plead for him, to him for wisdom, justice and truth, Isaiah 59. So, you know, if we get justice, we get what we deserve. But if we get his grace and mercy, that's what we get when we don't deserve that. But if we get it, it's a plus, right? So let's pray for that, too. As Paul said in Romans 2, but we are sure that the judgment of God is all according to truth. Boy, the world could stand some truth, couldn't it? Pray for that. Righteous men of valor, rise up all over this land. Bring us some truth and justice. There you go. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. All right, let's see what's in the quacker. First up, China's got a unique way of dealing with overhauling their public restrooms. Yes, yes, the government seeks to improve their sanitation there to reduce environmental waste across the country. And it's planning a major overhaul of their public toilets. So over the next 3 years, they intend to renovate 57,000 restrooms. And they're going to make it kind of high tech. So they are going to equip stalls with personal TV sets and wireless internet access. Like, you'd need that. Seriously? Also, they want to plug in some soothing soundtrack. And if they have windows, windows will be lined with aloe vera plants, like a spa. In a public restroom? Turbo flushing toilets. High tech. There you go. Okay. A little expensive. Moving along in the quack report. But it'd be a nice environment to you know what in, right? All right. Next up in the quacker, we talked about bionics the other day. You know, the other week. It's on the archive area, so you want to check that out. But here in the news today is the bionic eye. It's an implant. They say it'll help about 20,000 people in the UK. Scientists have developed this implant, which delivers a long pulse of electrical current to anybody that's blind. So it gives an impulse to the photoreceptor cells that haven't been working. And so 20,000 Brits who have retinitis pigmentosa would be able to see images. So the disease affects about 4,000 people there. And the implant is called Argus. It's placed in the back of the eye. It allows the retina to be stimulated precisely and with the impulses. So it's, they said it's sort of like this. If you wore glasses, imagine the difference between trying to read a distant neon sign with and without your glasses. That would be like what it is for the folks with the implant. So people with these retinal implants are going to be able to see more clearly, have a big impact. They'll be able to recognize objects, navigate their environments, will give them a boost of esteem and independence and confidence. But the Argus implant is $100,000. What? Okay. Whew, expensive. Well, last but not least in the quack report, cancer in the news, according to some new studies here. So let's see. They say cancer isn't all about your genes. They say 90% of the cases of cancer could be wiped out, reversed, avoided with healthier lifestyles, because they think cancer is triggered by unhealthy lifestyles. Well, do tell. Study found factors like sunlight and your diet play a big role in the health of your DNA and whether you're going to get cancer. Healthy habits dramatically reduce the chances of getting cancer, they said. And scientists are divided now over this cancer research, because a lot of times they said it's your genes, it's your DNA, you inherited it, blah, 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 blah. There's nothing you can do. Can't reverse it. But now they're saying, wait just a skinny minute. 90% of the cancer cases would be wiped out, according to Dr. Emma Smith of the Cancer Research at the UK. She says healthy habits like not smoking, keeping your weight in a healthy level, eating healthy foods, cutting back on alcohol, are not guaranteed to keep you from getting cancer, but it dramatically, she says, reduces your risk of getting the disease. There you go. You have more power than you thought, right? 90%. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. We're going to get into some of, well, maybe a bit of a controversial thing tonight, you know. I'm going to take you down this road to a place you may not have visited. but it gets you thinking. Okay, get the synapses firing and your hand goes up to your chin and you go, huh. All right, so let's talk about some of the drugs and their names. I've noticed that pharmaceutical drugs have some very unusual names. And I thought, you know, I want to look into some of the most popular, widely used drugs. And some of the drugs may be in the field of oncology, you know, cancer. And I want to see what they mean. So the scientific community likes to treat cancer with a lot of drugs. It's a billion-dollar industry. And the FDA tells us that, you know, drug names are carefully reviewed to supposedly avoid medication mix-ups. So we're to believe that these strange names that drugs have is to avoid doctor, pharmacist, and patient confusion. Do you think the crazy names for drugs are intentional? And if so, why do you believe that? We're told that we're supposed to believe that, you know, the scientific world, you know, what influences the name of the drug is the target buyer. And if there's some sort of link between the toxin in the drug and a system antibody. Well, drug names don't have to originate with the manufacturer either. Sometimes marketing experts have birthed the name of a drug. All right? Well, there's this new cancer drug, for instance. One of the newer drugs on the market, you've seen it advertised on the TV. It's called Opdivo. O-P-D-I-V-O, Opdivo. Now, this drug seems to offer cancer patients with melanoma or lung cancer the option to avoid chemotherapy, or if chemo was not effective in treating their cancer, they can use this drug. So it is referred to as an immunotherapy treatment, or immunotherapy treatment, and it's very expensive. Okay, a course of four treatments of this drug costs anywhere from $141,000 to $300,000. So the drug name has some Latin roots to it. So Devo in Latin means God, and Op in Latin means in the work. So it suggests the drug maker thinks their product is the work of God. So why would that be? Well, according to the maker Bristol Myers Squibb, Opdivo blocks what science calls the human death receptor. So we're told the drug helps the immune system to kill the cancer cells. So if this is the case, then why does the drug literature state the drug just buys the cancer patient some time and the side effects, oh my God, the side effects are just as serious, if not more deadly, than the cancer. So if the side effects offer risks, let's say it's listed as a liver disease, immune system dysfunction or immune system confusion, pancreatic disease, lung disease, kidney malfunction, you know, I'm saying to myself, how can a body fight cancer when all that's going on? Well, the answer is it can't. So we're told that it may buy the patient a few extra months. And I think even in the ad, it alludes to that too, you know? So, I don't know. Why would you spend $300,000, you know, just to live a few extra months? I guess if you're a millionaire, if you're Donald Trump, you could, right? The average person can't. Well, let's look at some of these chemo drugs too, okay? The chemotherapy drugs also have some Latin roots. There are numerous chemo inhibitor drugs that end in poside, the word P-O-S-I-D-E. That's their suffix to their drug name. And poside in Latin is the Greek for the god Poseidon. And you'd be amazed at the drugs with the meaning of epi inside the drug word, E-P-I. Well, that means epidemic. So think about that for just a moment, because We have prescription drugs that cause addictions, drug-resistant bacteria, congestive heart failure, and if that's not an epidemic, I don't know what is. So in 2004, researchers at the Department of Radiation Oncology at Northern Sydney Cancer Center conducted a 14-year study looking at the survival rates of cancer patients being treated with chemotherapy. The cases involved 22 different types of cancer involving 154,971 Americans and Australians over the age of 20. Now, only 3,306 patients survived 5 years post the chemo treatment. So their research was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology in December 2004. You know, that's incredible. I think it is. You know, just 3,000 people out of 154,000? What is that? You know, it's a low percentage, I think. But let's look at some of the drug history. Everyone's familiar with antibiotics, right? Yep, yep, you are. The name means against life, and science says it chose this term to refer to the killing ability of the fungi in the drug to destroy microbes or bacteria. Well, that's all well and good, but now we have bacteria so resistant to drugs that the bacteria have become superbugs, which are against life. Duh. You know, that's called, you know, what is that called? Ironic? Well, let's look at the heavy metal treatments, because this is kind of freaky, okay? Scientific medicine has been using heavy metals in treatments even before scientific medicine was considered scientific. Alchemy was an ancient form of metal treatments often associated with witchcraft and sorcery. But the methodology of using metals can be traced back to Babylon and ancient China. So in the ancient writings, alchemy was an attempt to harness the power of nature for humanistic needs. And much of the early development of the alchemy was lost when, well, the Library of Alexandria burned, right? So we do know enough that the ancient symbol of alchemy, was the Hermes symbol, the serpent on the staff, the caduceus symbol for modern medicine. So gold was often used in an attempt to transform humans in alchemy. You know, so the ancient Egyptians, the Muslims, and the European practitioners of alchemy were all endeavoring to create what was called the elixir of life. So it's really no secret that these practitioners were bent on the ultimate goal of creating artificial life. So the Chinese alchemists accidentally discovered gunpowder in the 9th century, and by the 15th century, no man in England could practice alchemy without a license. In the 17th century, alchemy took on a reputation of chemistry and thus lives on today. And modern scientific medicine carries on this tradition with mercury and vaccines and the complexities of metals such as platinum in chemotherapy medicine. So medicine states that the chemo drugs with metals in them are an optimal treatment to other drugs that offer toxicity. So they say some chemo drugs are loaded with heavy metals in complex combinations using titanium, gold, platinum, and ruthenium, which is a platinum-type metal. So we're told that these heavy metals enter the cancerous tumors and bind to their DNA to prevent them from spreading. So the ruthenium, in particular, was discovered by a Baltic German scientist in 1844, naming it after his homeland. And the Latin name for Russia is ruthenia. And ruthenium contains radioactive isotopes with atomic weight. So ruthenium is usually rare, and like platinum, is expensive. So its compounds are similar to cadmium, which is extremely toxic. So it has been established for some time that chemotherapy offers, you know, what? 100% mortality rate, basically, which explains why 80% of oncologists who will not take chemotherapy if they're diagnosed with cancer themselves. So, however, medicine shows a 2.1% of patients survive 5 years after treatment. And it's also becoming more evident that vaccines are kind of on the fraudulent side. So we can call science with periodic tables. We can call it science if we want, because known alchemists discovered many of the elements used in modern chemical processes today, like sodium sulfate and hydrochloric acid. Yeah, alchemists did that. They weren't the science guys, but they kind of stumbled across it. Well, most patients really don't check into the recommended treatments by their doctor. However, they might if those treatments were recommended by an alchemist. So the average person doesn't perceive them to be the same. So the point is that medicine has its roots in dark mythology, and it's possible that modern medicine's methods are just as mystical in its origins. Otherwise, why would medical journals admit that a majority of the scientific research is racked with deception and fraud? Scientific medicine is not exempt from having charlatans, right? So consider, however, if the majority of physicians who trust the research in the journals are actually practicing alchemy with a license, as their predecessors did 1400s. So one thing is clear. Science is in the business of promoting the artificial. And that is what disease management is, an illusion of a cure. Okay, so they're still in the artificial thing. Well, and knowledge is important. It really is. You can call a drug by any name, but you're going to know it's by its fruits. Drug dependency is an epidemic. It makes you a patient for life. It's this weird pseudo-medicine that weakens the body, undermines its functions. And God instructs that we will ultimately know someone by their fruits. You know, reputation is what people know about someone, but character is what God and intimate family know about someone. So hype and advertising, paid for medical journal articles, is what is assumed about drugs and treatments. However, the drug-induced disease, also known as a side effect, and the overall weakening of the human condition is what is revealed. So be careful in what you eat, drink, and the medicine you take. And real medicine should heal and strengthen and not add to your prescription list. Okay? Here's another path you may want to investigate. Personally, I'm an herbalist, and I believe we should not be dependent on a pharmaceutical company. I believe in strengthening the body with nutrition. And God tells us his herbs are for the service of man and the healing of the nations. I trust in that. So if you would like to learn how you can remove those heavy metals, the radioactive particles, the pharmaceutical residues, well, call Apothecary Herbs and inquire about their organic organ cleanses. So you're going to learn the proper and safe way to cleanse. And you cleanse away all those residues and heavy metals and restore function. Because once you remove that burden of toxicity off the body, function, it's just more efficient. The body's able to do what it's supposed to do. Also, immune boosting is important because they got weak immune systems with all the vaccines and antibiotics that have suppressed the natural immune system response. So call Apothecary Herbs. They do have immune boosting, strengthening herbs to empower you, especially this time of year, cold and flu, lots of people sick. Big congestive cough starts with congestion in the head, goes to bronchitis, lasting several weeks. This is now a pattern I'm seeing. So you want to power up and have a heightened resistance to that. So if you want a free product catalog or to order, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Or get there by typing herbtalklive.com That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, they do have dandelion root as well, and the folks at Windsor University Medical School discovered in 2012 there's something in dandelion that helps cancer cells commit suicide. So there's another layer of benefit there from God's good herbs. You know, he knew we'd need that, so you can check that out. That's also on the website. And right now, through the 18th, that's Friday, that'd be tomorrow, they have 15% off. So the coupon code is on the homepage. It's Xmas. You just plug that into the shopping cart, or you can use it over the phone and save 15%. So if you've been thinking, hey, you know, I probably need to do a cleanse after the holidays blow over, this is a good time to pick one up and save 15%. Or if you're thinking, I want to get some immune-boosting herbs so I don't get sick because I got to meet all the relatives and all that kissing and handshaking and this and that, definitely give them a call, and you can get some broad-spectrum and really targeted immune boosters to help you out. Definitely. They got pandemic kits. They got everything. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call and empower yourself. It's all about that. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to take a little break. And we're going to talk about that white powder that everybody's addicted to, especially this time of year, because it's going to be on every table in every home across America. Because, you know, it's a celebration. It's the birth of Christ. And so people roll out, you know, the feast. And a feast is not complete without, you know, some really decadent desserts. And so the sugar is a pretty powerful immune system instigator of suppression. One candy bar suppress your immune system 8 hours. So we've got a lot of candy and sweets coming all the way from October with the Halloween, and then we have November, Thanksgiving, because, you know, there's pies and cakes there too, and now we've got Christmas, and then we'll have New Year's, and then we'll have Valentine's Day. So this is why we have this cold and flu season the way it is, because we have suppressed immunity with all the sugar that we're consuming. So we got to watch the sugar out there. But we do have an addiction to it. Americans are addicted to that white stuff. You know, more so, really, than the illegal stuff on the street. Average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of white sugar a week. So it is sugar, and it comes in a lot of forms. The highly refined sucrose, corn syrup, dextrose, table sugar, you know, all that breakfast, it's everywhere. It's in the breakfast cereal, it's in your yogurt, it's in your peanut butter, your ketchup, and even your toothpaste. Read the labels. So unless you avoid these things, you know, and substitute them with healthier, less refined and less sweetened items, you're going to get a lot of sugar. And watch the artificial sweeteners, because, you know, that's a problem too. So every product out there seems to be, you know, sweetened, so we have to read our labels. My rule in my household is more than 8 ingredients, put it back. It's not a food anymore. So read your labels. Make sure you know how to pronounce them, too. If you don't know how to pronounce them, why in the world are you buying that? I wouldn't buy that. And, I see we're going to have to take a break. But, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about the signs of sugar addiction, some side effects. So what's the research saying about all the sugar we're getting? And what is it doing to our bodies? You know, what is it taking away that we absolutely should know about? And, you know, how we can reverse a lot of these problems. So we got lots to talk about, plus tiny giants, the viruses. When we come back, we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of Thyme Herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
To be thankful for.
Absolutely. I love Grodin's voice. He's so great. Oh, I could listen to him all day, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, God, you know, is our support and provider of everything. So we have a lot to be thankful for right there. All right. We're going to talk about sugar, how to protect ourselves from the white stuff. One of the real signs of a sugar addiction is that your demand starts to increase. So you've got to have it, in other words, and then you got to have more of it. So just like a junkie with street drugs, really. So in the last 20 years, Americans have increased their consumption of the sugar from about 26 pounds to 135 pounds per year. So about 110 years ago, the average person consumed only 5 pounds of sugar per year. Well, what are some of the side effects? Well, the sugar drug has a lot of side effects. 100 years ago, cancer and heart disease were practically unknown. So using sugar is equal to pretty much a 300-pound gorilla, you know, putting a burden on your metabolic system. So when you eat sugar, it affects how foods are digested and processed by your body. So foods with high sugar content or a high glycemic index will spike the blood glucose levels, and then the pancreas has to scramble to lower those blood sugars with insulin, and which, you know, can also trigger a shortage of fat. So high sugar foods promote rapid weight gain and elevate your triglycerides, which, you know, contribute to your cardiovascular disease risk. So when you're consuming sugar, your body is dealing with damage control. And the drawback is that this inhibits the release of hormones and it will depress the natural immune system function. So you put your pancreas, your liver, your cardiovascular system pretty much on a roller coaster ride with a lot of rapid fluctuations with the blood sugar levels, and this puts enormous stress on your body. So foods with low glycemic index allow the body to slowly digest and absorb food, offering a healthier infusion of the natural sugars and nutrients that are in the body. So the next time someone, you know, brings you jelly donuts to a breakfast meeting and says, what harm could come from eating one donut? Well, now you know the havoc you will reap metabolically on your system. All right, let's look at some of the research. A study done at Princeton University compared sweeteners and found that high fructose corn syrup promotes more of a significant weight gain and accumulation of abnormal body fat, especially around the abdomen. So apparently it causes more of a rise in the blood fats, the triglycerides, and this is blamed for, you know, the obesity trend that we see. So the research team that conducted this test with lab animals, their study was published in the Journal of Pharmacology, Biochemistry, and Behavior. So according to that and some of the research out of Duke University Medical Center, the high fructose corn syrup causes us to have a fatty liver with scarring and fibrosis of the liver. Their research was published in the Journal of Hepatology in 2008. So repeated studies by Duke in 2010 found similar results. So there's also some disputed data that when corn syrup was first introduced to the American market, that it did not secure an FDA approval based on tests that indicated it was detrimental to human pancreas and liver. That was overturned. You know why? Somebody paid somebody. Sugar cartel, very influential. All right, so what does the sugar rob us of? Well, when you eat sugar, it competes with some vital nutrients in your system. For example, your immune system needs vitamin C in order to manufacture white blood cells to fight infections, viruses, even cancer. Sugar has a similar chemical marker, and it tries to enter your cells before the vitamin C does. And when you eat sugar, you can lower your vitamin C levels by about 75%, and in effect, it lowers your immune system by that much as well. So sugar offers the body no vitamins, no minerals, and therefore it drains existing nutrient stores. So sugar also is going to break into your metabolic banks of fatty acids, amino acids, healthy cholesterol, and it's going to take them too. It's going to rob you of that. So when these nutritional banks are cleaned out, the body struggles to metabolize fat and cholesterol, creating higher serum triglycerides, higher cholesterol, and higher fatty acids. So this stimulates a storage of all these high concentrations of fat around your organs, putting pressure on them and creating fatty folds of tissue. And many physicians and organizations such as the American Diabetic Association and the American Diabetic Association, and they report that the sugar is one of the major contributors to degenerative diseases. So sugar holds, you know, I guess the trophy, if you will, at keeping your life hostage by controlling your hormones, appetite, mood, muscle growth, fertility, mental health, and eventually economic resources. So you'll be busy, you know, seeing that doctor, popping those pills, having those tests. It's going to take all your money. All you had to do is cut out the sugar. So science tells us that no matter what disease you are concerned with, cancer, osteoporosis, heart disease, or even the common cold, are all going to be influenced by your cells and on a molecule level, your insulin and sugar. So insulin affects the metabolic system, and at this level is even going to control a lot of your heart rhythms, your metabolism, your energy level, of course. You know how those sugar spikes go. And eventually what happens if you don't get off the sugar long-term use, it leads to a lot of these degenerative types of diseases. So if you want to remain as young as possible for as long as possible, watch the sugar or things that are converted to sugar, like lots of carbs, alcohol, that kind of thing. There are several things that you can do. If you're a sugarholic, you got a sweet tooth, try some Celtic sea salt. It's a sun-dried salt. It's not been processed. It has 84 microminerals in it, and it seems to squelch the sweet tooth a little bit. And, of course, that salt does not promote hypertension because it has the cardiovascular minerals for support of the cardio system. So you can try that. If you still need trouble, you still have trouble regulating blood sugars, you might try the white juniper berries, fenugreek herb. All these are available on the powerherbs.com website. They do have a diabetic tab. You can click that, and they do have a tab for the salt, so you can look into that. So you have some natural options there, as well as, you know, just your strong willpower, which I know you have, to change that lifestyle into something healthier, like the Mediterranean diet. A lot of omega-3 fatty acids there. So going to help you out. People in the Mediterranean don't have diabetes. They don't have heart disease. They don't have cancer. Why? Because of their lifestyle. They eat healthy. They eat whole foods. They eat, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, grains, nuts, seeds, lean meats, fruits and vegetables. They just pile those on. And you'd be amazed. If you ate an apple a day, preferably organic, not conventional, but, you know, if you ate one a day, you'd lose 10 pounds in a year. Yeah, extra fiber. Good stuff. All right, we're going to talk about some of these viruses, which, you know, kind of, they're small, but they got a big impact, so I call them tiny giants. And there's a family of viruses that have large DNA structures, which are very diverse in their genome-influenced structure. These viruses have vast areas of non-coding sequences and have over 1,000 unique genes with fewer than 14 common homologous genes among them. So science doesn't really know how these viruses replicate. So they're checking out their sequencing, and thus far, a lot of them exceed the core genes. So these viruses may be tiny, but they are pretty much giants in the destruction that they can inflict on us. So scientists are really busy looking at the next generation of these sequencing, these viruses, using sequencing technology to recreate a gene and sequence the virus. So, you know, they go in reverse and they rebuild it and they learn, I guess, about it. They say it is to really understand how the virus is constructed, how it works, how science could learn how to disrupt them. And in order to discover the intricate web of these viruses, there needs to be an abundance of viral RNA to sequence them from. So to resolve this problem, what scientists do is they took some RNA from a Lyssa virus, and they used what is called a de novo algorithm for genome sequencing. And it turns out that the manufacturers of viruses need only a minimum template or a conservative amount of the RNA to create and analyze these samples. So the scientists have successfully created a full genome sequencing the Lucira virus, which can be universally applied to other sequences on RNA viruses from nearly any source. But virologists have voiced a little bit of a concern here over this sequencing of the Lucira virus. It's a virus from Australia and can be deadly, more deadly than Ebola. That's how, you know, concerned they are. So these new genetic tools are being used, they say, to help, you know, fight, or is it used to create disease? That's the question mark, you know? Why would... Anyway, okay, there's a lot of questions. Well, let's look at the Lucira virus. The virologists found that this virus is another virus originating from bats. So bats can harbor over 80 viruses, and many are now transmissible to humans. So what makes the Lucira virus so concerning to virologists is that it's similar to rabies. Lucira virus was discovered in 1996, originating from Australian fruit bats, and there seems to be 12 varieties of the Lucira virus. So the virus can be transmitted by bat bites or scratches. It can also be transmitted by fluids from the saliva, the blood, or urine from infected animals to humans. So if the virus is transmitted to, let's say, a surface, it can survive for a short time, a few hours. So if it is in a dry environment with sunlight, it can survive a few hours. So the onset of this typical viral strain, the symptoms vary from person to person, but in general will manifest within a few weeks, but there really have been cases where it will kind of lay dormant for years. Try to get a handle on that. So rabies is similar, but normally the incubation period for rabies is 1 to 2 weeks, and it causes cardiac and respiratory failure. So similar, but not identical. All right, let's look at some of the symptoms, because in a human, if they're exposed to this Lucira virus, they will experience the following symptoms: headache, fever, numbness, muscle weakness, paralysis, delirium, convulsions, collapse, and coma. There's a high mortality rate with this virus, which is usually due to paralysis of the respiratory system. Now, currently, the medical area treats this virus with the rabies vaccine. And they use a series of 3 injections to either the shoulder or thigh muscle, each injected given in a 7-day interval. And according to doctors, a victim with a weak immune system who contracts Lucira virus and gets treated with the rabies vaccine will require 5 doses instead. So you want to be aware that untrained medical staff can improperly administer these rabies injections, especially if you have foreign medical staff working in hospitals or doctor's offices. So if you decide to get a rabies vaccination, it's really prudent for you to check out with your local poison control physicians for proper treatment, how it's to be administered. Now, the common mistakes made in administering a rabies vaccine is that the antibodies and the vaccine injections are given together at the same proximity, and what they wind up doing is cancel each other out. So they're not supposed to do that. So or they inject them in the wrong area of the body, such as the gluteal. So they're not supposed to give it there either. So the rabies vaccine offers no protection once symptoms manifest. Okay. So according to doctors, anyone that works around animals that could be exposed to rabies may need booster shots. And if you have you ever seen a vet that has a little tick in their eye? you know, has some facial tics. I mean, rabies. They have some rabies. Well, let's look at the risk category. So people who work in areas that have bats, if you live near bat caves, people who do research on bat viruses and who handle bats, people who work around power lines, you know, bats like to hover around there. I think it's something about the energy and the hum of some of these power lines. They just sort of hover around power lines. So if you work on power lines, beware of bats. Those guys routinely see bats, and they can bite them. Veterinarians and their staff, of course, we mentioned their risk, and of course, park rangers or wildlife officers. So depending on the severity of the bite, if there's nerve damage, if that's involved, the size and virility of the virus can be a risk, and getting the disease is a 1 to an 80% chance. Look at that gap, 1 to 80%. So countries where people and visitors are at higher risk of coming in contact with infected animals are those in Australia, Asia, Africa, North and South America, and some parts of Europe like the Ukraine, Russia, Finland, and Scotland. So there are like 50,000 reported deaths annually from Lucera virus, from the highest mortality is going to be in children under the age of 15. So global treatment costs reach about $1 billion a year, and most physicians will misdiagnose patients with rabies virus. So it's usually during the autopsy when skin and nerves, spinal fluid and tissue or blood are analyzed and they realize the victim had Lucera virus. So I have to wonder if there are any rare respiratory viruses called, let's say, the enterovirus D68. You have to wonder about this. That seems to be affecting children in the Midwest, in those states, and it has genome sequencing similarities to the Lucera virus. It's weird. So did it take scientists 67 failures before they created new viruses? On the 68th attempt, they figured it out. So there are a lot of viruses out there being discovered and created within too short a time span to naturally evolve, okay, and to for medicine to catch up and have treatments for them. So I don't think that's a coincidence that we have a lot of viral warfare now that's emerging, and especially with all these advancements in technology. Scientists, I think, are making new versions of these viruses from their templates for whatever reasons, and there's really no way that you can contain these viruses 100%. So, killing the enemy with bioweapons, big deal for our militaries. That could be very productive and lucrative for some of these virologists, these physicists that are creating a lot of these weapons. You got to ask yourself, does germ warfare offer an option to, you know, maybe population reduction, especially if it can be genetically structured to infect just a specific target, you know, like a specific, you know, ethnic group, for instance, or a person with, you know, a genetic line. So chemical warfare is very sophisticated now. Agent Orange, well, that was a bit messy. However, flu shots, much easier to administer, and you give them permission to do that. So you got to be careful what you eat, drink, medicate with. After all, science considers a virus to be a non-living organism. What harm could come from something that's already dead, right? Well, a lot, and that is why they tinker with them and can, you know, smuggle them into genomes here and genomes there and create a silent killer here and cancer there, a neurological disease over there, and much worse. It really is despicable how sophisticated science and medicine has become to create new diseases, you know, that are, well, there's no cure for, no antidote for. So it's, I compare it to Judas betraying Jesus with a kiss, okay? I look at a vaccine as a bioweapon, to be honest. So the same companies that make your seasonal flu shots make bio warfare agents for governments. The U.S. government has spent $44 billion on biological agents since 2001. University laboratories, pharmaceutical companies, and military-based laboratories are all handling these deadly pathogens. And many of these pathogens are harvested from bats. So does the university your child or grandchild attend have a level 2 or level 4 bioweapon lab on campus? You should ask about that. Billions are poured into these institutions to create weapons from disease, while people donate time and money for the walk for the cure. Okay, so your money goes to create these diseases. But what about a cure for disease? Hello? Governments use fear to usher in agendas. Really do. Sickening, isn't it? And I think there's more on the way. I think we're going to see an avalanche of newly discovered diseases. And it's going to be like anything your physician or your ER staff have ever encountered. They're going to be overwhelmed. So if hospitals and staff are ill-equipped for Ebola, relatively known pathogen, just think about the chaos from a newly created thing, a new bat virus. So I think you should have tools on hand to deal with this, to protect your immune system. Viruses need a host to survive, and they need a weak immune system in order to ravage your body. So weak immune systems are the Achilles heel, and that would, you know, that would be your blood system. Your blood system's your immune system highway, so you got to keep healthy blood. Healthy blood starts in the bone marrow, where the tissues are comprised to make blood. Leukocytes, antibodies, macrophages. So bones regenerate. Bones regenerate. And there's a way to help your bones manufacture. You got to have those minerals, the boron, magnesium, the calcium, the phosphorus, the silica. These are all needed for a healthy immune system because it starts in the bones. So herbs like horsetail, oat straw, comfrey, lobelia, all going to help strong bones, muscles, and connective tissue. And it helps transport nutrition, oxygen, and iron. So more iron helps your blood hold on to more oxygen. So you can accomplish a lot with organic green leafy vegetables in your diet. But if you can't eat right all the time, then you switch on over to the potent herbs that fill the gap. So if you're looking for a plant-based, organic, whole food calcium liquid that's properly balanced so the body can uptake the calcium, then look for the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. The liver has to be healthy to neutralize toxins and pathogens, so make sure you're using your milk thistle to help with the silymarin, antioxidant to help the liver regenerate and heal. So if you got a fatty liver, you definitely want to check that out. Blood cleanses are available too, so your blood is clean and carries in nutrition, takes away toxins. So if your blood's laden down with impurities, thick with cholesterol or sugars, it's not going to work. So you got to clean that blood up. So organ cleansing, clean from the bowel all the way to the blood system, boost the immune system, and you're covering a huge area of protection with just those two things. And your body will just thank you over and over again. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check out their organ cleanse kits, they have immune boosting products, they have Nip It in the Bud, broad spectrum ones, sinus formulas, it's a long list. Get a free catalog, you'll find out. And don't forget, you can save 15% through tomorrow. That ends at midnight tomorrow on the 18th. So get your orders in so you can get it before the Christmas holiday, okay, because they're going to be closed over Christmas, and then you can't get anything. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give a call, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Check that out. Oh, I see by the clock we have to go. Oh, I was just getting warmed up. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.